The United Nations has also recognized livestock as inflicting some of the biggest damage to our dwindling water supplies. Just to give you an idea of the scale, one dairy farm alone with 2,500 cows produces as much solid waste as a city with over 400,000 residents. This waste, which sometimes contains bacterial contaminants such as E. coli, ends up in waterways that affect drinking water and aquatic life. Along with the waste are chemical fertilizers run off used on crops fed to animals, which have been documented by scientists to cause death zones in the ocean as well as toxic algae outbreak. You know those green moss that grow in the water. Making all of this worse is the fact that animal waste is largely unregulated, meaning that there is nothing to stop these events of contamination that can cause illnesses or even death for massive numbers of animals and people. Just talking about financial saving alone, scientists in the Netherlands found that of the estimated 40 trillion needed to stop global warming, a full 80% of this amount would be saved with a vegan diet. That's a saving of 32 trillion for the simple step of turning away from the meat to eating plant-based good. According to a recent announcement by the United Nations, the number of people going hungry across the world in 2009, this year, has now officially exceeded 1 billion. This is due in part to the steeply rising food costs that are part of our global economic crisis. However, this is directly related to meat consumption. Because if all the grains fed to livestock animals were grown for human consumption instead, then the amounts of food harvested for humans would be higher and prices lower. Logically, no? Moreover, the global warming caused by livestock has resulted in many instances of documented extreme weather and drought, leading to devastating crop losses and also dry food prices sky high. So if everyone turns to the plant-based diet, we have more food immediately and an easing of conditions like drought and flooding, with abundant harvest and food supplies quickly restore. In fact, the head of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, Mr. Yves de Boer, already stated in June 2008 that the best solution would be for us all to become vegetarians. He meant vegans. Because vegetarians mean people still eat milk and related dairy products. That means we still have to keep a large amount, maybe less large, but still a large amount of cattle. And that will contribute to global warming and further food crisis and security. You mentioned also the moral crisis of our world and wonder if there is any connection to our food choices? You can guess the answer to that, right? Yes, there is, sir, there is. This is the other reason we must become vegan. We have to stop the cruelty, the inhumane and below human standard treatment of all the animals that come here to bless our world with their uniqueness and love. I mentioned before that 55 billion animals are murdered every year, legally, for consumption. This is not even counting the billions of fish. Can we imagine? There is no bigger moral crisis than the one that is created by the massacring of sweet, innocent living beings for our pleasure, when we have other choices. Such mass murder is a crime of global proportions. And this killing energy, in turn, breeds and strengthens other negative energy, which is degrading our society and destroying our world. So, to return ourselves and our world to a more pure state, one where all beings can feel safe, protected, and loved, and where all humans walk the dignified way of the children of God, we have to stop the killing of innocent animals. Stop it now. Stop it now. And turn to the merciful way of life, the natural way of life that God intended us to live, which is the vegan diet. This will restore the conscience of every person who adopts such a lifestyle, as well as the planet itself. If the conscience is clear, we have no more moral crisis, sir. We have peace. We have harmony. We will have abundance. So please, Mr. Scavril, join in this peace and planet-building purpose. We still have a lot of work to do, sir, and not much time. Now, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization reported that livestock raising is the single largest human use of land, the biggest source of water pollution, the number one cause of biodiversity loss, and the top producer of human-caused methane and nitrous oxide. In fact, the United Nations has named livestock as one of the biggest environmental problems of our time. With 90% of the destruction to the Amazon rainforest since 1970 being for cattle and growing animal feed, lush forests are being turned into barren fields at a rate of 36 football fields per minute. 36 football fields per minute of rainforest are being destroyed as we are speaking. If you can imagine how big that is, how detrimental that is to our world, rainforest is the lung of our planet. It's the health of our co-citizens. And as the trees are felled and plants become more exposed and dry, they even emit carbon dioxide rather than absorb it. This is another danger that attacking us.
In which way a vegetarian diet has an influence in the spiritual life of people?
Hola, Señorita Brasesco. Yes, being veg is beneficial for any kind of spiritual advancement. In fact, all the wise ancient teachings of sages since time immemorial have highlighted the importance of a benevolent plant-based diet. It is a fundamental requirement of a spiritual practitioner. The concept behind foregoing animal products is ahimsa, meaning nonviolence. By partaking of a vegan diet, we also avoid the bad retribution of killing, and thus it will not burden and obstruct our spiritual journey. I'm sure you are familiar with this principle, Señorita Brasesco. In your work to save and protect the animals, being vegan simply means that we protect all the animals. This killing of other beings must be stopped. For humanity to evolve as a civilization. The benefits of doing so are manifold. Besides restoration of health, biodiversity will be allowed to thrive. Planet equilibrium restored, along with the easing of our own conscience and our capacity for elevated consciousness. All these are the fruits of a more compassionate diet. This loving attitude also creates a more peaceful atmosphere that brings greater comfort to all beings. At peace with ourselves in the knowledge that we did not cause anguish or pain to our fellow animals, our brethren, we will have the inner tranquility to pursue our spiritual endeavors wholeheartedly. Before we expect the lion to lay down peacefully with the lamb, we humans must do it first. As long as the humans cannot even lay down peacefully with the lamb, causing all the anguish, fear, sorrow, oppression to weaker beings and defenseless animals, we cannot realize this heavenly dream, as the lion will lie beside the lamb. So, we must return to our compassionate self. We must return to our glorious status as the children of God. We have to bring heaven to earth.
Vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra, Chapter 8. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra, Chapter 7.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam, Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Gracious viewers, thank you for your heartfelt presence for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May heavens bless you and your loved ones with a joyous weekend.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.